Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, what a beautiful era it is to be living in, waiting for the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. You know, there is a hope on the horizon, and inshallah, we should do all that we can in order to hasten the reappearance and to prepare the grounds and the foundations for the reappearance of the 12th divinely appointed Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So I know that was kind of a tangent and a side note, but we're not talking about the 12th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam. We're talking about the first divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam. One of the things that I've always found that is very interesting about Amirul Mu'mineen Imam Ali alayhi salam is this idea of revenge. And perhaps if we have time, we will try to connect it with the 12th Imam as well. Now, revenge, of course, is something when it is used in its negative connotation, is something that we don't want to do. We don't want to take revenge in its negative connotation. Yes, in order to serve or do justice, this is something that is required and it should be done, right? Justice is something that is necessary, but revenge, when you think about revenge in the negative sense that you are doing something out of anger, out of hatred, you know, just to get back at somebody at all costs and at by all means. And this negative connotation is not something that is promoted by or encouraged in Islam. Matter of fact, it is discouraged in Islam to take this kind of a revenge. But justice is a different thing. Now, of course, when we're talking about justice, you know, you talk about proportionality, you know, the punishment needs to fit the crime and etc. And that is what where justice comes into play. Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, the manifestation of justice. And when it comes to revenge, we remember very vividly when His Eminence was on his deathbed after he had been struck with a poisonous and poisoned sword by Ibn Muljim. And so they had brought Ibn Muljim in the presence of Imam, and the Imam said to not take a disproportionate revenge upon the killer, his own killer, actually, and that everything should be done based upon justice. And so, you know, he said that he has struck me with one strike, strike him with one strike as well. If he lives, then let him go. This ultimate beautiful reality of, you know, not taking revenge, to stay in control, to make sure that we live within the bounds of justice, as Imam Ali alayhi salam did. And very quickly, when we talk about the 12th divinely appointed Imam, because we do say that he is the avenger of the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he is the avenger of the injustices that were done. But again, we keep this in mind, that this is justice that he is meting out. It is justice that he is putting forth and he is establishing. It is not revenge in the negative connotation that we think of. It is a justice that is very precise, it is very proportionate, and it is according to the justice of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A very comprehensive lesson indeed, brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الصبر صبران، صبر على ما تكره وصبر عما تحب.
Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, "Patience is of two kinds, patience over what pains you, and patience against what you covet."
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And who said that all the Sahabas are to be treated equally? Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's not the standard that He has given to us. Look at the Quran. We are not even talking about kufr and Islam. We are talking about among Muslims themselves, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about ilm, in Surah Mujadala, Surah 58, Ayat 11, يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ عُوتُوا الْعِلْمُ دَرَجَاتِ. Those among you who have iman, and those who have been given knowledge, يَرْفَعَ اللَّهُ, Allah raises them, elevates them, بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ, and Allah knows, وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually raises the status of those who have iman al-ilm. Surah Zumar, Surah 39, Ayat 9. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِيَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, do you think those who have knowledge and those who don't have the knowledge, هَلْ يَسْتَوُونَ, they are equal? Allah doesn't give the answer there. He appeals to our intelligence where he says, إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. The people who have intelligence, they know the answer. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي. Are those who have knowledge and those who don't have knowledge, are they savvy? Do they have musawat? Are they equal? This is what the Wahhabis are telling us. No. Those who have knowledge are superior to others. And when it comes to knowledge, is there anyone among the Sahaba can ever even come close to Ali? Isn't the Prophet who said, Ana Madinatul Ilm wa Aliyun Babuha? If you want the ilm from Rasul, you have to come through the door of Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائك بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.